The most important cabinet appointment Wednesday was that of Chalungpop Susongan as the new Thai finance minister. 57-year-old Chalungpop is currently president of a private economic research institute. He is a former World Bank economist and was a member of the Thai Central Bank's Monetary Policy Board from 2000 to 2001. He replaces Prithiton Devakon, whose brief tenure was marked by policy changes that unsettled investors and reduced international confidence in Thailand's military junta. Arpon Chebrakrenkai, chief economist at the Thai Government Pension Fund, says Chalungpop is well regarded within the business community, and his appointment will help rebuild confidence in the economy.
I think that it should be positive for the government. He is one of the respectable economists in Thailand. That is the first thing that might help gain some confidence. At least I believe in terms of policy direction, we'll move toward market mechanism.
Confidence in the country and its leadership has been rocked by several events since the military staged a coup in September and kicked Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat out of office. In December, the Bank of Thailand imposed controls on capital investments in a bid to keep the Thai unit of currency, the baht, from strengthening too much. The move led the stock market to plunge 15% in one day. The government then tightened rules that allowed foreigners to control Thai companies through the use of what are known as nominee shareholders. That called into question the basis on which several large international companies are operating in Thailand. Confidence was also hit by explosions in Bangkok on New Year's Eve that left three dead and dozens wounded. The police have yet to determine who was behind the bombings. Tapchai Yong, a senior editor with the Nation Media Group, says stronger leadership by interim Prime Minister Surya Chalanot is the key to regaining public confidence.
The lackluster performance of the government is largely due to the lack of leadership on the part of the Prime Minister. I believe that the confidence in the government and in the Prime Minister has been eroding, and they have to make a very serious change in the way he runs things in order to continue to be in power.
The Thai economy, the second largest in Southeast Asia, has been slowing since the military takeover. Foreign investors say they are focused on when parliamentary elections will be held under a new constitution now being drafted. The military junta originally promised elections by October. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.